Chapter 12. The wagon lurched to a stop, and I awoke. It was still dark, but I knew I was outside because the breeze rustled the cover over my cage. Depressed and sick, I had a good idea how my brethren dragons felt. I had to escape, but I needed help.
Almost time!
It was Rennie, the leader of the enforcers. Footsteps were all around, and I could also hear footsteps going up and down.
Take the covers off. The jackal will be here any moment with company. Look sharp. Especially you, Osclar.
Where was I? I felt the bump on my arm where Brock had jabbed me. It wasn't as bad as the one on my neck. I think the dragon's scales had something to do with that. It had been more of a reflex than anything else when I made him hit my dragon arm. I hadn't meant for that, but maybe my arm had. And my head was a little more clear than before.
Get over here, Harvey. Let's take this cover off and get started. It won't be too long now before the fun starts.
Fun for him, maybe. Fun for me?
I didn't think so.
Sure thing, boss. Sure thing.
The first thing I saw was the moon peeking through the clouds. Then I could smell the enforcer's rancid breath.
He's awake,
Rennie said, rubbing his chin.
Not sure the jackal will like that, Harvey. Let him know.
All right,
Harvey said, strolling off. I was inside a wooden fort, but I had a feeling it was designed to keep people in rather than out. Catwalks ran 12 feet high from one corner to the other. Enforcers with spears and swords guarded every corner and space in between.
Welcome to our arena, Damon,
Rennie said.
The final resting place for you and many others on Nalzimbor.
I locked my eyes on Rennie and said,
and possibly yours as well.
He stiffened and said,
We'll see about that.
And walked away, casting one glance back. Entertainment. That's what I was. I remembered the blaze roofie battling the trolls. It turned my stomach, the cruelty of men.
Go ahead and take those other two out,
Remy ordered his men. The farmers were pulled from their cages, and the cages pulled away.
All right, everyone, get up on the wall. It's time for the battle to begin.
The father and son shook at each other's side.
Please, mercy, enforcers. At least spare my son. I'm the guilty one,
the father begged. The son looked at his father, a sad look in his eyes, as he said,
You stole, father?
The father shook his head and replied,
Son, they stole from us. It's our land and our golden ore. These vultures have no right to take what is ours.
The enforcers tossed down 2 shields and 2 clubs.
I don't know how to fight, father.
Neither do I, son.
He hugged his boy.
I guess we'll have our first and last one together,
the father said, picking the weapons up.
Together, then,
Rennie shouted from above.
That's the spirit!
Here he comes, Rennie,
Harvey said, looking over the backside of the wall. The jackal emerged from behind a wall and stepped onto the catwalk. My sword fang hung at his hip. My breastplate armor adorned his chest. My bow, my quiver, and my pack. Infuriated, my heart thundered in my chest. But he was different. His face was no longer that of a man, but an animal's. A jackal's.
I see everything is in order,
the jackal said, yellow eyes glowering at me.
I see our guest is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. No matter.
He fingered his claws over my sword.
Nothing I can't handle if need be.
A weird jackal. Another cursed man like myself. but more like Korzan, corrupted by the evil. I felt a sliver of fear inside as I wondered if they'd both been good men once. I wondered what was in store for me. I rubbed the white spot of scales on my hand and vowed to do more good, given the chance.
Farmers!
The jackal yelled, the moonlight shining brightly on his face.
The time has come that you paid for your deceit. I told you when I came, what's yours is mine, and mine alone. Yet you stole. You sought to warn my enemies. And now you must pay.
The father and son trembled. Nelsimbor was full of wonders. But I was certain they'd never seen a weird jackal before. Lycanthropes were evil, and there were plenty of stories and legends about them tearing people limb from limb. I could only imagine what was going through their minds at this moment.
It's not much sport, is it?
I managed to say. All eyes were on me.
Good.
But I guess this is how cowards play,
I added. The jackal leaned on the rail and smiled, his sharp teeth dripping in the moonlight.
Oh, the do-gooder speaks. Interesting. And I can only assume you are going to talk and talk until it's over. Well then, I'll let the games begin. Enforcers, have at them.
Rennie, Harvey, and Oskler climbed down the ladders, while two more posted themselves at the top. The farmers readied themselves as more clubs and shields were tossed down from above. Rennie picked up his club and twirled it in the air.
This won't take long. Watch my back, fellas.
The farmers shuffled back.
Come on, take a swing,
Rennie said, sticking his chin out.
I'll give you a free shot.
The father's swing sailed over Rennie's head. Rennie walloped him in the stomach, doubling him over. The son caught Rennie in the shoulder.
Oh, you two idiots, I said to watch my back.
Harvey and Oskler attacked, swinging hard and fast at that young man. The son gathered himself behind his shield, but they beat it down. The son folded like a tent. Rushing to his son's aid, the father screamed,
No, no!
He huddled over his son, but the blows kept coming. I felt sick in my stomach when the men stopped, laughed, and walked off. There was nothing worse than seeing the work of evil firsthand.
Excellent, men,
the jackal said.
Now that the warm-up is over, it's time for the real fight to begin. It's time to see how tough our visitor truly is. Let him out.